you have no reason under heaven to miss your encounter. The good news is you are returning from Shiloh 2020 with a new identity. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Have you been blessed by the ministrations first, second, and third? Lift up your two hands one more time and give God thanks for His word. Give God thanks for His word. Give God thanks for His word. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Jesus, visit us in this last segment and let your word have a free course. Put in the hand of everyone what to do next. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. All heroes in the kingdom are faith-made heroes. All heroes in the kingdom are faith-made heroes. It is to everyone according to his faith. It's our level of faith that defines the quality of our lives. Our level of faith defines the quality of our lives. It is to everyone according to his faith. So faith requires some special attention, because the just shall live by his faith. By his faith. By his faith. I felt pressed by the Holy Spirit to put some little emphasis on this morning, by showing you how to build your faith, because it's so important. It's so important. It's one thing to have an encounter, it's another thing to believe in the reality of the encounter and to prove that you do by taking appropriate steps. I have many things to say to you, but your faith can't handle it now. You may stone me. You can't handle it now. You can't handle it now. So you hold on. You need some capacity to handle some things that God has in store for you. That's what makes faith so vital. Every vision requires faith for delivery. So it won't give you any vision that your faith cannot carry. So you need to develop your faith, sir. This building came up without a budget, without borrowing, without playing pranks, without calling special meetings of any special group of people. You need to mind your faith to grow your life. You need to mind your faith to grow your life. Write the vision. He said, it's deliverable by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. Deliverable by faith. You need to mind your faith to fulfill your glorious destiny, your enviable destiny in Christ. You need to mind your faith. And I'm going to show you this morning by the Holy Ghost how to do that. Praise God. Faith does not drop on people. Please get seated. Faith is a virtue that demands the personal responsibility of everyone that desires to see it grow. Faith comes by hearing and understanding the word. Faith comes by hearing and understanding the word. Faith comes by hearing and understanding the word. Understanding that word all this, how can I accept someone should guide me? And when it's understanding open, do you believe? Yes, I believe. Spiritual understanding is what begets faith. Spiritual understanding of the truth is what tears faith, is what builds faith. Without enlisting in the school of faith, you can't grow your faith. Without enlisting in the school of faith, under faith masters, you can't grow your faith. Now, listen to me. Without enlisting in the school of faith, under accredited faith masters, you can't grow your faith. Listen. Without enlisting in the school of faith, under God ordained faith masters, you can't grow your faith. That is validated by the testimonies of the giants of faith in our contemporary times. You must enlist in the school of faith. Under God ordained faith masters, who also are graduates of the school of faith under the masters before them. You cannot grow your faith. You can't learn tailoring from a motor mechanic workshop. You can't learn fashion designing from a bakery. Kenneth Hagin said, I read all I could lay my hands upon of Smith Wigglesworth, until something from him rubbed in on me. He never met him once. He just was a student of his school of faith. He was a student of Wigglesworth's school of faith. He had the clear word of faith mandate, but he needed to school himself. I had a global word of faith mandate from the Lord. After an 18-hour long vision, I've been in the Hagin School of Faith since 76. And let me substantiate this from scriptures. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 8 to 11. I mean verse 11, please, to 13. Let's save time. 11 to 13. Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So there are gifts of man whose mission is to bring us into the unity of faith from where they operate. Can I hear your amen? Let's get it clearer from Romans chapter 10. How shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And who shall preach except he be sent? The word of faith which we preach because we are sent. And so, the understanding of people opens up as we teach them. Very crucial. You learn anything from those who have it. Those who don't have it can give it. Those who don't have it cannot give it. Such as I have, Peter said, give unto thee. You don't have it, you can't give it. You can't give what you don't have. You can't go outside there and give somebody a car that's not yours. You say, come, take that car. I give it to you by myself in the name of Jesus. And then the owner came and he found you fiddling with how to open the car. He will call police for you. Amen. You cannot give what you don't have. The minister of predication, Price, opened up as he read the book, rescued or delivered from sickness, poverty, and death. Little book that Kenneth Hagin wrote. That opened up that ministry. It was from the writings of Oswald J. Smith that I caught the light and the fire of Matthew 6:33, the book titled The Man God Uses. That gave a clean bearing for my life. I was 22 years old. It was from the writings and the book of T.L. Osborne that I heard the voice of the Spirit of God for the first time. Go forward. Majestic, baritonic, unmistakable. That voice hasn't changed since I called the first one. This is the place. You can't hear the voice of your father and not know. You know it. I read that book in one sitting. I was arrested by the Holy Ghost. And it connected me to destiny. No guesswork here. No guesswork. No guesswork. No guesswork. You can only assess it from those who have it. That is the humility we must have to learn. That is the humility we must have to learn. You can only have it from those who have it. Recently, I stated by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, what you don't know, you don't know. What you won't learn, you can't know. And what you don't know, you pay for it. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What you don't know, you don't know. And what you won't learn, you can't know. And what you don't know will cost you something. Stagnation, frustration, devastation. For my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Isaiah 5:13. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Our cell system was crawling. And by the year 2011, I said no. So I bought 400 copies of the book of Yonggi Cho on building successful home cells and gave it out to our 400 pastors here in Lagos and said for each one to study, and then we gather together and find out what we should be doing that we are not doing, what we should not be doing that we are doing, what we should be doing but we are not doing well enough. Sales skyrocketed from 3,000 to over 16,000 by the following year. Awesome God. What you don't know, you don't know. What you won't learn, you can't know. And what you don't know, you pay for it. You want church growth, learn at the feet of those that are sent. To set the pace for what you are looking for. And register in their school. to acquire it. I start with the books of Kenneth Copeland, my very revered mentor, and began to devour. And then suddenly light broke out from heaven and changed my perspective, changed my positioning. And this is the grace of God today. The least concern of my life is finance, the least. The least of the least forever. You are all here, you know what I'm talking about. If it's needed, it's a snap of the finger. Without calling on any man under heaven. We saw Covenant University built in 7 months. One of the four generation bank came down here and said, which bank is bankrolling this project? Relax. We are bankrolled from where you don't know. Bankrolled from heaven, I tell you. What you don't know, you don't know. What you won't learn, you can't know. And what you don't know, you pay for it. Many are struggling night and day because they won't learn. Just take the book Understanding Financial Prosperity and ask God to open your eyes to see what is being said. Praise God. Take the book Breaking Financial Hardship and ask God to show you what it takes. Thank you. Many are struggling in ministry, but would they read Exploits in Ministry? No. 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 How would they know it? Never. I read 6 books to excellence in ministry by Kenneth Copeland. Powerful. 6 steps to excellence in ministry. Powerful. I have up to 10 copies of it in my shelf. It helped to define the reality of takeoff and the excitement of continuity. Amen. Amen. You see, everything about life thrives on knowledge. You can't have a change of level in the school of faith without learning at the feet of the masters. God sent masters who also are graduates of other masters before them. That's the way it works. We were in Kenneth Hagin's office one day, and here he was reading the book of T.L. Osborne. On the faith that works. You mean an evangelist teaching a celebrated word of faith apostle on the faith that works? With a smile. You read Hagin's book, you are reading from a reader. You are reading from a reader. It's not this floating kind of writing that don't have any base. You are reading from a reader. You are reading from those who have proved what they know, what they have acquired from other sources. If any man therefore thinks he knows anything, let him know he knows nothing yet as he ought to. Now let me tell you what level God has ordained our faith to attain to. If any man believes in me, the work that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. That's where he's taking us to. Now the question is, where am I now in that process? That's what drives me. Where am I now in that process? Where am I now in that process? Doing beyond what Jesus did, doing exactly what he did. Amen. Amen. But many of us will get there.
Amen.
By an untiring commitment to taking responsibility in building our faith. My mentor Copeland said, the Lord said to him, go back to all the teachings of Hagin since 1962. So he went and charted all the materials to refresh himself, to step into the next phase of his ministry. He turned 84 last week. Amen. And it's refreshing to step into the next phase of his ministry. Now, how old are we? The Lord told them, get back to the teachings of again from 1962. And he went back and cutted all the cities and everything he could get. And what's going on today? Well, I took some rest and I listened to again. I took some rest and I listened to again. That's how giants of faith are built. That's how giants of faith are built. That's how giants of faith are built. I returned from a trip. My wife said, what did you come back with? I said, come and see. We have always had a library in my home from day one that we got married. Nobody stays here. No. I opened the first box, books, second box, books. He said, what? I said, that's all it. I said, the content of this book can make me a manufacturer of the things I will have bought. The content of this book. You need a renewed value for knowledge. You need a renewed value for knowledge. Now, let me tell you this. There are many encounters God has reserved for you, but your faith is not developed enough to carry it. Your faith is not developed enough to carry it. On the 21st of December, 1995, we were going to dedicate the Winners Complex in town on the 30th of December. And the Lord said to me, I will yet relocate my church. We are warming up to dedicate this one to her another Rehoboth, her place of enlargement, as I did in Kaduna. Oh yeah, let's go. The search began immediately. We are just about to dedicate this. We are not owing. That's okay. But the owner said he wants to relocate. So let's follow him. Let's follow him. I will dedicate this church 1 year from today. 18 September 1999. Let's go. He says so. You need capacity to receive. And to prove that you receive, you pursue. You need capacity. It's not all this floating, you know, confess and proclaim and claim. You need capacity. You need our faith capacity must change level to maximize any encounter with God. It must change level. It must change level. It must and consciously cultivated. Not no assumption. It must change level. You know it must take faith to come to this forest. You should know that for God's sake. Particularly when you are ordered not to have any church in town. Must take faith. So what happens to all the people? God who says so, know what will happen. Let's go. T.L. Osborne came here and he said, David, how will people get here? I said, they're already here. Now, we had not moved. It was in August 1989. I said, they're already here. He said, praise God. Those are all giants of faith. Even when I came here with my little faith, I just knew by my little knowledge it cannot be the place. If God asked me for it, I've given 1,000 reasons. It cannot be the place. But when God spoke, the faith capacity already built caught up with it. Somebody's story is changing. You know why I had to digress today? Because God has a lot of change of level packages. But can your faith handle it? And does not tempt anybody with evil. If your faith can't handle this, we'll go from place to place. Write letters to all the banks. You know, we have been banking with you for some time. God has given us a mandate to build this church. And it will cost us so much. If anything, they say, come back tomorrow. So, you become your apostolic grace to be going from bank to bank. I entered the last bank floor in my life, 1989, apart from microfinance bank when they were dedicating it. What am I doing? I'm not borrowing. I'm not taking overdraft. If I give you my money and I want it, I just send to you. I won't even talk to you. Bring my money. Bring my money. Praise God. In Kaduna, I wrote a check and it said signature was not regular. I said, okay, bring their checkbook. So I signed all the checkbooks. I said, check anyone that's regular. Point to it. And I will fill all the money I have there. They said they are sorry. I said, no. When I gave you my money, it was regular. When I want to collect it, it's not regular. Praise God. You need to build your faith to match the encounters God has in stock for you. You need to build your faith. All these games all over town won't work. You know, I give you this, you give me that. You know, it won't work. And I give you this bottle of oil, you send me so money as a gift. It won't work. I give you this book as a gift. If you send this amount, which covers 10 copies of that book. It won't work. This is not the way to Israel. Nobody prospers by what they give him. You prosper by what you give. Nobody prospers by what they give him. You prosper by what you give.
Yes.
Thank you. This church didn't prosper me. I brought prosperity here. You prosper by what you give, not what they give you. Nobody lacks what he gives. You only lack what you keep. God is too big to beg. Ministers, please hear me. God is too big to beg. If I were hungry, would I have asked you? If you don't wake up, something will die. It has died before. That's it. Something is breaking forth in your life.
Yes.
He said to me, you have two eyes. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? I tried, it didn't work. So anytime you're looking at a man, never came to me looking at me. You fix your eyes on me, you'll never be ashamed. Well, the good news is, shame is over in anyone's life today. Somebody receive that, let me hear your loudest amen. I read the book Like a Mighty Wind by Mel Terry, and it was the Acts of the Apostles being replicated. It's about the revival in Indonesia. It gave me a consciousness of the present day acts of the Holy Ghost. My heart began to pound to see the acts of the Holy Ghost replicated in my lifetime. I read that book 1974-75, but it just left an imprint on my spirit. We are seeing it today. By the grace of God, from one level to another. All kinds of signs, all kinds of wonders. You don't wait for faith to grow, you build your faith. You don't wait for faith to grow, you build your faith. Again, my prayer is that somebody's story is changing.
Amen.
And if that is you, let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
If that is you, let me hear your loudest amen. One platform that enhances the growth of our faith is our love for God. Hear what it says, John 15:15. I call you no more servants, but friends. Because a servant does not know what his master does. But I've called you friend, because all that I've heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Love provides a platform for unlimited access to revelation. And faith grows by spiritual understanding of the truth. What is revelation? Being able to see what God is saying. Being able to see what God is saying. Nobody ever doubts what he sees. Being able to see the word of the Lord which Isaiah saw. Isaiah chapter 11. I mean chapter 2 verse 1. Which Isaiah the son of Amos saw. He saw. There is the word you hear, there is the word you see. When you hear it, you are informed. When you see it, you are transformed. You are transformed because as far as your eyes can see, unto you will I give it. You hear it, you are informed by it. You see it, you are transformed by it. Because as far as your eyes can see, unto you will I give it. 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 God's love at work in us is the covenant platform that provides access to the realm of unlimited revelations. Just be in love with Jesus. He keeps revealing himself to you from his word. You see what many can see. You hear what others may not hear. My son David, my prospective covenant, prospective plan is not a promise. It does not respect prayers. It has no respect for fasting. It's a covenant. Until your part is played, I'm not committed. Now, that's coming from a verse. Because behind every scripture is the voice of God. And his voice will destroy any doubt. So please, just not be in love only. Stay in love and keep growing in your love for God. There shall be no limit to the rate of growth of your faith. There shall be no limit. I mean, how could God be speaking to me from Psalm 34 and verse 5? They looked unto him and they were enlightened. Their faces were no longer ashamed. And then, my son, you have two eyes. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? Is that in that verse? No. No. That's God revealing himself from his word. The larger your heart for God, the greater your access to revelation. The larger your heart for God, the greater your access to revelation. The larger your heart for God, the greater your access to revelation. The larger your heart for God, the greater your access to revelation. Let's spend time in consciously building our faith under God-ordained, God-sent faith ministers. He said the word of faith which we preach, which we preach, which we preach. And what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith which we preach. How shall they preach without a preacher? And who shall preach except he be sent? The word of faith which we preach. The word of faith which we preach. Can I submit with all humility? When you pick the book, The Unlimited Power of Faith, you are not just reading from David. You are reading from Egan, reading from Wigglesworth, reading from Copeland, reading from T.L. Osborne. You are reading from all the ones that I have connected with and learned from. Without me saying they said it. But it, some things enter my spirit as I went through them. And they culminate in the things that we are saying today. Amen.
Amen.
So there is nothing I can't believe. No. But you know, grace multiplies by knowledge. There is nothing I can't believe by his grace. I've read a few things. I've heard quite many things. It has taken me off the shadows of unbelief. Off the shadows of unbelief. A senior colleague said to me, David, you are going to full-time ministry. How much savings have you got? I smiled. I said, none. And if I have anything, I will finish it before I go. Because he said, carry no purse nor scrip and greet no man on the way. Now, you won't think I will come to you and greet no man on the way. He, you know what he said? And lobby around no man's resources. He said it to me direct. Lord, who pays me? He said, you are in my employment. Stay on your job. I'm responsible. He hasn't stopped paying me once. 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 I've not knocked on any door once in my life. You know, we're a ministry, and we just, you know, ministry has to be people. People as ministry. So, amen. But it's my privilege to dip my hand in my pocket when I used to carry money in my pocket and give to somebody who's hungry. Now I don't carry money in my pocket because I can't carry what I have in my pocket. I can only give you a note to go and collect what you need where you need it. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Somebody's story is changing. Amen. Let me tell you something that will help you. I've been building my own faith library since I was 20. I've been buying books consciously and studying. You know, thank God for the Bible, but thank God for those who have proved the Bible and are telling us what they found. Thank God for the Bible, but thank God also for those who have proved the words of the Bible and are telling us what they found, so it can be for us to understand and comprehend. I read a book, A Second Touch. I've forgotten the name of the author, maybe Koch or something. But I kept hunting for a second touch in anything. Second touch, second touch. You see brighter. The first touch, what do you see? I see men walking like trees. Second touch, I see men clearly. Many are still operating in the realm of the first touch. They are seeing things gleamly. It's not clear. They just see shadows. They don't see people. Please wake up. Hear what Paul said, an apostle of faith. The books which I left with thee when I was at Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee the cloak and the books. And the books. And the books. And especially my notes. And the books. And especially my notes. Have you ever met a student without a notebook? You can always tell his grade. Every true student has his notebook. I can't tell you how many of these have been used in my life. This one came into my hand 20th of November 2020. This one. We write exam daily, so we study daily. We write exam daily, and so we study daily. Wake up. You need your notes that you refer to. You need the books. I, Daniel, we are told the other time, understood by books. Now, Daniel was a super gifted man. They were 10 times better than their colleagues. He was said to be as wise as God. Yet, I understood through books. I understood through books. I, Daniel, understood through books. All the giants of faith are life students of the word of faith. Because we are going somewhere and it's too far from where we are now. In Revelation chapter 3 verse 17, because you say you are rich, you have need for nothing. Not knowing that you are poor and wretched. Not knowing that you are poor and wretched. Compare with what I have in store for you. Where you are is no place. Thank God for it. But where you are is no place. Compare with what I have for you. You can imagine if this ministry got stuck in Kwara, it will still be there. If it got stuck in Kaduna, it will still be there. If it got stuck down in Lagos, it will still be there. Thank God for where we are is by His grace. But thank God much more for what He has in store for us. Amen. Your better days are still ahead. Your great days are still ahead. There are many people today without any identity. You will soon become a global phenomenon. There are struggling businesses represented under the sound of my voice around the world today. It will soon become an explosive business. There are ministries under the sound of my voice around the world today that are struggling. It will soon be clear of the order of new grace that has come upon your life. In the name of Jesus. You know, Jesus built for us 10,000 churches this year without any stress. Without any strain. Without raising an offering. Amen. Without any pressure on anyone. Without any foreign input from any nation, not even from our mission. And he also built us 759 churches in the foreign field this year. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you. Come on, learn of me. But I'm meek and lowly. You need meekness to learn. We were told that earlier on. The meek will he teach his way. The meek will he guide in the way that he should go. The meek. You know Moses. I can't believe in praying. Oh Lord, show me now thy way that I may know thee. You that saw God live. Amen. Show me now that way. Which way? You saw the wonders of Mount Sinai. Then in chapter 33, show me now that way. You can't enlist in his school without meekness. They check you with their equipment. Meekness level. May your meekness level pass the test. Amen. To keep learning at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Through his sent agents. Amen. He said they have Abraham, they have Moses and the prophets with them. If they won't hear from them, now would they have anybody who should come down from heaven? God has people you must hear. To experience a change in your life. People you must hear. You won't hear them, you won't see change. People you must hear. People, you don't have a choice, but here you don't hear them, just stay there forever. You don't hear them, you are the same for forever. People, you must hear. People, I must hear. And thank God I found my own on time. And I kept hearing them. Somebody said, how many of the books of Egan have you read? All that he ever wrote. Except he's writing from heaven now, which has not been published perhaps. But all he ever wrote. Your story has changed. Amen. Stand to your feet. If you go to an open market like we have it across Africa and in Nigeria, you know what you're going for, so you go to the store where they have it. You want food items, you don't go to where they sell planks. You go to where food items are stored. You want textile materials, you don't go where they sell motor spare parts. It's not found there. You want faith, go to them that sell and buy for yourself. Amen. You want the anointing, go to them that manifest it and find out what they have found, and you find rest for your soul. You want prosperity? Go to them that have it with proofs. Amen. Amen. It is wisdom to follow them who have obtained the promises, not those who are explaining it, those who have obtained it, who have obtained the promise. There is nothing called luck here. I mean, luck here is all about discoveries. All about discoveries. All about discoveries. We had a very powerful word this morning on prayers. Powerful word on the word and powerful word on faith. And now I'm telling you, your encounters can only be maximized with your faith capacity being enhanced. And it's not what happens by chance, it's what you consciously cultivate. It's what you consciously cultivate. Lift up your two hands. Ask God for grace to enlist as a life student of the word of faith. The only way to maximize the encounters that God has reserved for us. I have many things to say to you, but you can't handle them now. I'll be when the Spirit of truth is come, it will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. Whatsoever I shall hear, that shall he speak. And it will show you things to come. 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 In Jesus' precious name. A man walked to my office many years ago and was in tears. And I said, what about? Everything I do, nothing is working. The devil is so hard against me. I said, okay. Go downstairs. We were up there in the old church. Get a book called Satan Get Lost. When you finish reading it, you come back. I'll give you 7 days. He went and came back. I can't believe it was the same man. Baby with smiles. I didn't even know the devil was that cheap. I didn't. He's totally changed by light. You want to exercise dominion over the works of darkness, go to those who have it. That's the way to do it. He was beaming with laughter. I couldn't recognize he's the same person. He said, you told me to get the book, and I thought you were going to pray for me. I said, no. Prayer is not a substitute for light. If there's no power in your house and you are praying, will you now find power? No. Glory to God.
Amen.
You go and pay for the cost, and then they will return your power. Amen. You can't pray for them to be confused where they're collecting the money. Amen. He was beaming with laughter. A woman in Kinshasa was reading a book in French, winning invisible battles, and he's been having this siege following him around. He felt a man was following him everywhere he went. In the middle of the book, the siege disappeared. She became free. While she got to the middle of that book, she got free. Go for light. And we have amazing word of faith ministers today in this country who are not mixing anything with anything, but just the word, the raw word of God, building them up and helping them to build others. So you don't have any excuse. You don't have any excuse. You don't have any excuse. Every pressure on your life must be converted to pleasure on this mountain. Thank God for encounter, but thank God much more for capacity to receive and make the most of the encounters we have. It was me God told, this is the place. I may not tell anybody if I didn't want to tell them. Since I didn't even want to come here before. I just keep it to myself. Most transformations are personal with you and God. You don't embrace it, it's gone. You receive and run with it, you manifest it. But capacity is vital. God does not tempt anybody with evil. He won't ask you to handle what he knows you don't have capacity to handle. He won't ask you to handle it. He won't ask you to handle what you don't have capacity to handle. And it's not about what you say, it's about what is in you. So build up. Build up. Help me tell your neighbor, it's time to build up. It's time to build up. It's time to enlist as a life student of the word of faith. Under God's sent apostles, pastors and teachers, evangelists and prophets. It's time to build up and enlist in the word of faith school, to build faith capacity, to maximize every encounter from the Lord. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Please get seated for a moment. We have some books here that will be of help to you. Turnaround Power of the World. The Turnaround Power of the World. The Unlimited Power of Faith. Anointing for Breakthroughs. Anointing for Exploits. Understanding the Anointing. The Breakthrough Power of Vision. When in prayer. Experiencing God in prayer. Not by power, not by might. Understanding the power of faith. Wonders of kingdom stewardship. Following the path of the eagles. They are among others, but if you need any of them, please check out and find those materials and be blessed by. And they are also sold online, so you can avail yourself that opportunity, and it will be a blessing to you. Amen. Tonight, night of encounter begins at 7 p.m. Amen. The preparation of the heart is what determines the answer from the Lord. I don't have any doubt that certain things have dropped for each one of us in this hour of visitation. Do I have a witness here? Has anything dropped for you today? Did anything drop for you at the hour of prayer? Did you find anything in the word one? Did something happen to you in word two? Did you locate anything in word three? Does this exhortation add anything to your life? Yeah. Well, the proofs will be there. Yeah. The proofs will be there. Yeah. I said the proofs will be there. Yeah. The proofs will be there. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Stand to your feet. So if you have been harassed by any demonic power, any work of darkness, go for the material. Satan, get lost. Winning invisible battles, overcoming the force of wickedness, and you walk out of them as if they do not exist. And that lies in size and darkness, and the darkness can't handle it. There is no noise. When light steps in, darkness steps out. No argument. No debate. No is stronger. No. It's automatic. And the entrance of his word, it gives light. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's faith level must drastically change this time. He said, thy faith groweth exceedingly. 2 Thessalonians 1:3. Faith growing at jet speed. Because that your faith grows exceedingly high level rate of growth, which comes through high level rate of commitment to learning at the feet of masters, at the feet of masters, at the feet of masters, at the feet of masters. Your faith will not be found wanting. I pray it will always match what God has in stock for you. Amen. You never miss the best of heaven's offer anymore. Amen. Lift up those two hands, everybody, and thank God for the blessings of this hour of visitation. Thank God for the blessing of this hour of visitation. Thank God for the blessing of this hour of visitation. Thank God for the blessing of this hour of visitation.
Will you make that thanksgiving louder? Somebody out there, make it louder. If you have been blessed, if you have been touched, if you have been enlightened, if you have been imparted, thank Him some more. Thank Him some more. Give Him the glory due to Him. That is the only way to get more of the blessing in subsequent.